You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
Everybody, welcome to the Soulful Eclectic. I am none other than your host, Dr. Diana Collins, and I want to welcome you to the new year. Yay! I know we're like 23 days into the new year. It's almost over for January, but listen, it's never too late to start something. It is my big thing. And I can say that for someone who just started a lot of things at a big age. So it's never too late. And I know it sounds cliche, but I don't believe it is. So happy, blessed new year. I wish you nothing but health, wealth, prosperity, and an abundance, safety, and perseverance and tenacity as you navigate this tumultuous new year. And I just cannot believe that we had a whole year already of chaotic mess and we're just carrying over. And Lord, I just pray for all of us that we keep maintain our sense of self through all of this. I know it's hard to not watch the news. I know it's hard because we see it come through Facebook feeds, Instagram, TikTok, you name it. Somebody's in your face telling you what's happening. And I'm not saying that I want everyone to be blind to it and be naive to it. Oh, God, no. But take a break. Just take a break from all of the noise and reset and recenter. So, yes. So that's where I'm going into for this new year. I know everyone's got New Year's resolutions. I gave it some time to kind of let everybody wind down, get what they need to get, start a resolution, end the resolution, don't start, whatever it may be. And I am one of those people that I don't do New Year's resolutions. Once upon a time, I used to. But then it didn't make sense because by the time March came around, that resolution was out the window. So I don't do resolutions. What I do is resets, because you can reset at any point in time, right? So reset doesn't have to be at the beginning of the year, end of the year, whatever. You can reset whenever you want. So that's what I'm all about, reset. So welcome back to the new year, 2026. I am none other than your host, Dr. Diana Collins, and this is the Soulful Eclectic. If this is the first time that you're joining us, well, what a way to start the year. If you are returning, I just want to say welcome back. And thank you for coming back and just being a part of what we got going on here. And sometimes it's some craziness. Some days we serious, but all in all, it's all about just taking care of our mind, body, and soul. So I want to start off with thanking my sponsors, because you know I can't start off any other way. Thank you to my sponsors, Divine Movie and Essentials, loving the skin I'm in, loving my hair. As you guys see, I got it crinkled out today. So just loving everything about Divine Movie and Essentials. And if you haven't tried it, I would suggest you go online to divinemovieandessentials.com and purchase your first jar of Illustrious Body Moisturizer. It's amazing. Head to toe. Literally, head to toe. Thank you to Collins Education Resource Management, where education is truly our passion. Thank you to all my students that came to me on the outside. I'm not talking about the ones I work with and they pay me on my 9-to-5. I'm talking about the ones who came out and reached out for some assistance. And I want to say thank you for trusting me with your education and allowing me to be a part of your journey. So thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you to Neek's Beauty Supply. Neek is doing her thing over on 22nd Street in Tucson. So if you have not been over there, please do your due diligence. Take a little peek. Do what you need to do to go see her over there. She's a young lady. She's Black. She is the owner and curator of the store. And she's just doing amazing things. So shout out to you, Neek, and the Beauty Supply over on 22nd here in Tucson. What else do I want to say? Melvira's, thank you for keeping my locks looking amazing. Every 6 weeks, like clockwork, Deanna, you're favorite stylist hooks me up. So thank you to Melvira's and just loving my natural hair. You know, it's just amazing. And I just love the way it looks and I love the way it feels. So thank you, thank you, thank you for helping me keep it because it is challenging, especially if you guys live in a place where the water is hard and you got all those chemicals in it. I'm telling you, it is a challenge. I actually don't use the tap water until I get a water filter. I'm working on it. It's work in progress. Little things first, right? Until I get a water filter, I use bottled water, distilled water to wash my hair. And it's been doing great. It's actually much healthier because it was actually some pieces, they were starting to break off when I would roll it and set it. So I started using the bottled water. And it has helped tremendously. So if you have hard water and you find that your hair and your skin is kind of doing this thing, definitely if you can afford a water filter filtration system, I would definitely hook one of those up. But if you cannot, bottled water helps very well. Sometimes if you boil the water too, sometimes that can help a little bit. But yeah, you gotta try different things to see what works to get just keep your skin and your hair healthy. That's what it's all about, because believe me, they ain't gonna tell you this. So there we are. So thank you to Melvira's and helping me keep what we have here as far as my hair. If you guys haven't heard, WUBI Ubiquity Radio is back, and the TV station as well. There's been some bumps in the road, as you guys know, with anything that is independently owned. We do have our trials and tribulations, but we are back up and running. So please feel free to upload the app on WUBI Ubiquity Radio and TV on your phone. It's on Google Play. Yes, I was right. Google Play and the App Store on Apple and also Roku TV. Right now it's only on Roku until we're expanding, but right now it's only on Roku. All right. So more to come in the future. But yeah, so that's where we are right now. There's so much more, but let's get into it. So the new year, the new year often arrives wrapped in a lot of pressure. Can we agree with that? We already know we have a lot of pressure with the administration that's in there doing what they're doing. We have ICE raids. We have healthcare issues, healthcare inequities that's happening. We have our children that are going through their challenges. Dear God, we just on the news today, which is why I said we take a break, a pause from the news. Young lady threw herself off a bridge, 13 years old. What in the world? So, we gotta check in on our babies. Check in on our babies. No matter how old our babies are, we still have to check in on them. I still check in on my 28 and 30-year-old children, even though they tend to ignore me sometimes. And I get one-word text messages back. But I never want them to forget that I do love them and care for them. And I am still concerned with them, for them, even though they're grown and married and have children of their own. They're still my babies, right? So like I said, the new year came in hot and heavy, wrapped in a lot of pressure. So now I hope you're thinking about what are your new goals, right? I know there were a lot of bold declarations, you know, weight loss, hitting the gym, reading X amount of books, writing that screenplay, right? Finishing the book you have started, or maybe books you have started, doing a seminar, all these things. And that's just to name a few. But those new goals that you have setting, or maybe old goals that now you have to transition, right? And rework some kinks. But they're not so much a new goal, but it's new for the new year, right? Because sometimes our goals do tend to carry over. Those bold declarations, I don't know if you have any bold declarations. I personally do not. I did not go out here and say, I'm going to lose like 20 pounds. No, I'm premenopausal, if not menopausal. That's not going to happen right away. I'm going to put my brace on that. So I'm doing and thinking about things and kind of taking it slowly. So those bold declarations. And sometimes some of us have had some instant transformations. Like I've seen, you know, my peoples, my associates, friends who are on this instant transformation with Ozempic and or the GLP, whichever one you're taking. I mean, you can take the actual trade name or the generic, whichever one. But I've seen some instant transformations with that too. And so kudos to you guys, because it takes a level of commitment to maintain that. I mean, yeah, it's a shot, but you still have work to do. So kudos to you for sticking with it and being dedicated, right? Being dedicated and disciplined. I'm working on that discipline, to be honest. I am. I'm just awful at discipline. I'll get started and like I had 3 weeks that I haven't even did my show because I was out traveling and doing things. And if that's all it takes for me is to have a travel or have a illness or something to make me pause. And then I'm got to find that dedication again. I got to find that motivation again. I got to start sounding like Busta Rhymes. Gotta, right? So here I am right now trying to figure it all out, but it's coming. But you know, I have not gained excessively. I've maintained, so that's a plus. I did not have to go out and buy all new clothes, even though I can tell some of them are fitting a little snugger, but that's just what it is. It's not, I don't have to buy a new wardrobe. I just got a little, you can see my curves a little more. That's all. but yeah, so finding that discipline again, finding that motivation again, it can be a challenge. But here's the thing. What if this year isn't about the leap? It's about the threshold, right? So that's one of the things we want to talk about in this episode of the Soulful Eclectic. We're going to explore what it means to enter a transitional year. Mm-hmm. A season where clarity is still forming. Endings and beginnings overlap and growth feels subtle, but powerful, if dare I say. It's subtle, but
you know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about. But if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
Powerful. So today, this conversation is, I invite you all, my listeners, whether you're on the radio, you watch me on a TV, you're playing back, however, in this conversation, I want to invite you all to just release that urgency. With everything that's going on in the world, let's just shake that off. Release that urgency. Honor that time in between. And trust the becoming. Yeah, right? I say all that, and I say this to not only to you, but to myself too, right? Because I have to trust the becoming, trust who I am becoming with all the acting that I have done closing out of the year 2025. I went into the year 2026 doing like tons of auditions, which is amazing. I'm grateful. I'm so blessed to be in the room. And I know those big, big, bigger shows and features are coming. And that's the becoming and trusting the process, trust the becoming. This is a space where those who feel change stirring, but they aren't ready to name it yet. Like, I don't have a name for it. I can feel it. I know it. I dream about it. I can see it, but I can't tell you what the name of it is. And you know what? And maybe it's not for me to formulate that yet, right? Maybe it's just for it to sit with me and let it grow a little bit more. This is time where you might want to start journaling some more. I started picking up my journal again and journaling outside of when I give us homework, because your homework is my homework. I got a coach to help me figure out where the stagnation is within me and what it is that I'm building. So, yeah, so maybe we're not ready to name it. And for those who are shedding old identities and roles and rhythms and learning how to stand in your truth without rushing the process, kudos to you. Okay. I have had so many conversations within the last 23 days of people who have been embracing who they are, where they are, leaving who they were behind, and not taking on the responsibility of that version of them that others are holding to, instead of seeing them for who they are in this present time. You have some folks who still see you as that person who harmed them 15 years ago, or, you know, 5 years ago, or whatever, and or you said something terrible to them and you're not that person anymore, but they refuse to see you as that. So, you know, shedding those old identities can be challenging, and sometimes you have to cut people off who refuse to see you as you are present day until they're ready to see you for who you are present day. You have people who just love to be the victim. I've been in that situation for myself, victimizing, being the victim of my own story, you know, or playing the victim, you know, and I didn't like it. And it was at that time that I was like, you know what, it is what it is. these people did these things to me and I have to let it go. Otherwise, it's going to keep festering in me and I'm not going to grow. And once I was able to do that, I saw so much growth in my life, in my career, in myself, in my home. It was amazing. Just that piece of letting go and not being the victim. Because it's easy to be the victim. It's easy to play the victim. Woe is me. This person did this to me. I'm this way because X, Y, and Z. Nah, I'm this way because I choose to keep living in that space, in that time. It wasn't until I chose not to keep living in that space and in that time that I saw my growth. I acknowledge my potential and I can see what it is that God, the universe, was putting before me. And that's how that went. Wow. So there's that. There's that, right? Oh man, it's just so much. So in that, I know I've been gone for 3 weeks and I did not intend to be gone for 3 weeks. I didn't. It wasn't a plan. But between travel, sickness, and things, you know, life happens. So as I said, welcome back and thank you for taking the time and holding the space to be here with me. Thank you for giving myself and allowing yourself to have permission to not have it all figured out, because I don't have it all figured out. So thank you for allowing me to not have it all figured out and you rocking with me while I'm trying to figure it out as we step into another year. I mean, we're still in season 9 and this is the 10th episode in season 9. And so, you know, I appreciate you. I really do, because it's a challenge. It's a challenge. So I know someone is out there standing in between that what's next. What is the what's next for you, right? Because I know I'm in it. Like, what's next for me? What's next? This is a new year. What's next? What's next? And sometimes our what's next is not meant to be shared. Write it down. You don't have to share your what's next, right? So let's start by releasing the myth of the fresh start. That's why I call it a reset and not a fresh start. Why does the new year have to be a fresh start? It doesn't always mean immediately that you have that clarity. No. Like I said in the beginning, it's going to take time. And you may not have that clarity in the beginning. It may take you to March to get that clarity. You know, letting go of your performative resolutions. We talked about that. Like, let it go. If you want to get yourself in a gym, a new year, January, is not going to get you there any faster. Because if you didn't do it in December, November of the previous year, what makes January like that pivotal time? Except you get to pay the gym money for not going. And then understanding transition as a sacred pause, not a stagnation, as a sacred pause. And you guys know I love my pauses, right? Is a sacred pause. So I have some reflective prompts, as you know I do. This has just been great, incorporating the, you know, reflective prompts and sharing my affirmations. Because if you're in my tight circle, I send you guys affirmations just about every morning. So I'm sharing some of them with you guys here during this podcast. But so your first reflective prompt, okay? What am I being asked to release? What am I being asked to release? Not rush this year. What am I asked to release? Right? So what is your ask in your release. So releasing what no longer serves you. So in this episode, I actually created a worksheet for you. I'm a teacher. I had to create a worksheet, right? And it's not busy work. It could be your journaling prompts if you so desire. I don't believe in busy work. So it could be your journal prompt if you want to use it that way. But releasing what no longer serves you. So on a piece of paper, on the worksheet, if you decide to use the worksheet, you'll section it off and then title it Releasing What No Longer Serves Me. That's going to be your title. And believe me, there's no pressure. You don't have to be poetic, okay? You don't have, I'm not looking for Langston Hughes or Hurston kind of thing. No. No pressure, okay? It doesn't have to be perfect. Just honest, okay? Just honest. Ask yourself, what am I ready to let go of as I step into this year? As I'm navigating this year, what am I ready to let go of? So you can write it either way you want. What am I ready to let go of as I step into the new year, or as I navigate this new year, what am I willing to let go of, or what am I ready to let go of? This could be a belief, a role, a person, a relationship dynamic, or even, like I mentioned, the version of yourself that no longer fits. Write what comes up. Or simply just notice. If you don't want to write, it's okay. Just sit and pause with that and just notice what comes to mind. Okay? So that's the first part. We're gonna start with the first part. The second part, oh my goodness, I know, work. Here's the signs you're in a transitional year. And I felt some of these, oh my gosh, I felt so. So signs that you're in a transitional year. You are being called to slow down and pause or just simplify your life. Mm-hmm. Yep. Feeling called to slow down or simplify. Here's the other one I mentioned earlier. You're outgrowing roles and relationships or routines. It no longer fits you, right? Or you got this unsettled feeling that doesn't set well with you, but you feel like there's a deep alignment there. So you're feeling unsettled, but deeply aligned. Like you're unsettled, but it's okay because I feel this is okay, right? Or here's another one. You're grieving versions of yourself while welcoming new ones. It's okay. You can grieve the person you used to be. I know I did, you know, because I'm not that person. Listen, I'm not the person I was last year, let alone 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 15 years ago. No. Mm-mm. And when we talk about transition doesn't scream or come at you. It's like a soft whisper in your ear. Pause. Slow down. Is that necessary? Do you really need to do this? Mm-hmm. So your second section will be naming the in-between. Mm-hmm. Naming the in-between. Okay. When we talk about naming the in-between, this is where many of us pretty much live, right? Between endings and beginnings, we're kind of like shuffle in the middle, right? Got a nice little salsa, or, you know, if you're a waltzer or you swing, whatever your movement is. Okay. There is this like in-between endings and beginnings. Like we saw this end, but you know what? It's got a nice transition because here I'm beginning this big thing over here. So in that, ask yourself, where do I feel unfinished? uncertain or in that transition right now, right?
You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about. But if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
You're in that transition right now. So where is it that you feel unfinished, uncertain? Think about it. Notice what surfaces without judgment. Don't judge. Don't sit there and judge yourself. This is a no judgment zone. You're not doing that. Take notice of what surfaces. Remember, okay, transition is not failure. It's a formation. It's not failure. It's a formation. Okay? Got it? All right, so we're going to pause there for a moment, okay? And we're going to take a quick little break. So go get your water, go take your bio break, whatever you need to do, and come on back here.
How y'all doing? I would like to welcome you to a show that is called Cruise with Rob C., exclusively on WUBI Ubiquity Radio every Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. My name is Rob C., and while taking your cruise, you will hear the very best in smooth jazz, smooth R&B, classic soul, as well as other genres that definitely define the very essence of smooth. I personally invite you to come aboard, and while you're here, grab your favorite beverage, turn up the volume, and have a seat as we set sail on this musical journey for your listening pleasure. You can find us at WUBI.live, or depending if you have an Apple or Android device, go to your app store and download our free WUBI app. Take care, and as always, enjoy your cruise, y'all.
Hey everyone, Dr. Diana Collins here with The Soulful Eclectic, a podcast about being your authentic self and maintaining your health and wellness, brought to you by Divine Nubian Essentials, Love the Skin You're In, and also Collins Education Resource Management, where our healthcare education is our passion. If you're looking for a new read, check out our friend Reggie Dupree in Hoodoo Heaven, Return to Hoodoo, and Mystical Midlife Mate, because everything is happening in Hoodoo. Brought to you by WUBI Ubiquity Radio and TV. If you have not downloaded your app on Roku or Apple or Google Play, do so right away. The Soulful Eclectic can be found every Friday night, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, on all your podcast streaming platforms, WUBI Ubiquity Radio and TV. So, see you soon. Namaste.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking that time and that moment and that pause. Love it. Love it. All right. Oh, I had to take a run because I'm trying to cook at the same time. I know, right? What is wrong with me? But I know my husband's going to want to eat when he comes home. So I'm trying to do that too. That's part of my New Year thing, right? Trying to be better and making sure we have better meals at dinner time, which if you know, can be a challenge in itself. But anyway, I digress. excuse me. So here we are. I'm getting over a sinus infection, so I get a little dry every now and again. But yes, so we left off with name of the in-between. So let me just recap really quickly. We had number one was your first reflective prompt was what? What am I being asked to release? Releasing what no longer serves me. That was your first one. The second one was signs you're in a transitional year. So naming the in-between, that's it. Naming the in-between. And no judgment. Remember, no judgment. So the third one, how to move through this transitional year with grace. Right? For me, the first thing is choosing presence over pressure. I have to give myself, be kind to myself and be present. It is a challenge because with social media and all the entrepreneur things and the work things that I do, being present is very much a challenge. And I'm always feeling pressure to do something. So I know we talked about it once where it's okay to say no and not feel guilty, and no is a complete sentence sometimes. So it helps me a little bit get over the pressure, but choosing presence over pressure. Listening to your body and your intuition. So this one is a one I'm always working on, okay? I haven't been sick. I'm going to really be honest with you. I haven't been sick in probably 2 years because I've been listening to my body. And the one moment in the past, like I'm going to say pocket of 3 months, 3 to 4 months, I really haven't been listening to my body. I haven't been paying attention to my intuition. And lo and behold, I got sick. So listening to your body and your intuition. We have we are intuitive. Why the word escaped me. We are very intuitive. Our genes, for some of us, that intuition is very strong and we tend to ignore it. So and I'm going to be honest, for the past probably 3-4 months, I've ignored that intuition. But now I'm back on the good foot. I'm listening to my body. I'm listening to my intuition, and I'm doing the things that I need to do for me. Even at the begrudging of others, because sometimes doing what you need to do for you may not be at a good time for someone else. And that's okay. Allowing rest. That was the other thing I wasn't doing. I wasn't resting properly. I had bought myself one of those Oro rings. I didn't buy the $400 Oro ring. Yeah, I'm working on that bank. I ain't banking like that. Okay, I need a new computer. If I'm going to spend that money, I'm buying a new computer. But I bought the not so expensive version of it, and I must have burned that thing out because in a month, 2 months maybe, it stopped working. It was tracking my sleep, it was tracking my steps, and it was doing great. And then I come back off of vacation, not only do I get sick, but my ring doesn't work anymore. I'm like, oh my gosh, what in the world happens? So allowing that time for rest. In that rest period, in those rest period, you can call it rest, pause, reset, whatever. Allow that curiosity and experimentation. See what works for you, what doesn't work. If you want to try something new, try it. That is healthy. That is healthy. Okay. Just keep it healthy. Allowing rest, curiosity, and experimentation is that. One thing I have gone away from are my rituals. I've gone away from my rituals. I was really good about getting up in the morning, 5 a.m. I will sit and meditate, do my singing bowl, sit with myself for a few minutes, sometimes about an hour, and get myself centered. And then I would go take a walk. My walk usually took me about 2 miles on a slow day. On a really good day, I probably did about 4 or 6, depending on how I was feeling. And then come home, and then I would do my shower and get myself ready for work. So I've gone away from my ritual. which is probably why I put on a couple of pounds, because I gone away from my rituals. So either restarting your rituals, changing up your rituals, because now I know for me, I have to change up my ritual because, you know, with my health and, you know, the changes in life and things like that, I have to alter them just a little bit. So creating new ones or and altering the old ones to fit who you are today, instead of having rigid goals, right? Rigid goals don't work for me in non-work, non-9-to-5 kind of things. Rigid goals don't work for me. Like if I, in my 9-to-5 job, rigid goals help. It keeps me on task, right? But when it comes to the remainder flexibility in my life, rigid goals does not help me at all. So my soul tip for the day, replace goals with intentions and check-ins. Yep, that was my soul tip. Replace goals with intentions and check-ins. Do you think you can do that? I think you can do that. I think you can do that. Let me adjust myself in my chair. Because, boy, I got pillows back here. There we go. So, yeah. Yeah. Oh, this is cute. I digress. So, thank you to my brother who got me this, like, jigsaw puzzle. I don't have a tree. And so, he got me this ornament, and it's all of me and my siblings on the ornament. It's so cute. So I hung it there because I don't do Christmas trees. Kids are grown, but I probably have to now because I've got a grandson. Maybe we'd tell his mom to do a Christmas tree and Aya would just decorate. Anyway, here we are. So that's what that thing is hanging back there. If you are one of those attention persons that pay attention to things. So back to my soul tip. My soul tip was what? Replace goals with intentions and check-ins. Okay. So now we're moving into, we did section one, section two, section three. This is part of the third section. Listen into that inner wisdom. Okay, so here's this thing I want you to do. When you're listening to that inner wisdom, I want you to take your hand and put it over your heart. And if you don't know where your heart is, it's in that second intercostal space to the left. Okay? To the left. That is your heart. Okay? So put your hand on your heart, the other one in your belly. Wherever feels grounding for you. That's totally up to you. I got my feet planted. And ask very gently, what has my body, my spirit, or my intuition been quietly asking for? What has my body, my spirit, or my intuition been quietly asking for? Not what the world expects, but what is it that you need? Okay? Let the answer arrive without you forcing it. Just let it flow. If you don't have it today, write it down and come back to it. What has my body, my spirit, my intuition been quietly asking for? Now, for me to answer that right now, I know it was asking me to pay attention. It's been asking me to pay attention. It's been asking me to pay attention for a minute, okay? So that's what mine is asking me. So what is yours asking me for? Okay, so we're moving into the fourth one. And I promise you, I won't keep you long. I think I maybe have five. So the next thing, right, is the hard one because it requires us to be trusting. And we're not trusting people, right? So trust the becoming. Mm-hmm. Trusting the becoming. Why clarity often follows courage? Not the other way around, right? Clarity often always.
You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention Trust and Will. Trust and Will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
Follows courage. Because it took you to do something courageous, and then all of a sudden you have that. I can see it. But fear, it won't allow you to see that clarity. It puts blinders. It's a fog. It's a smoke screen for you, right? Honoring the progress that can't be measured. We all have progress that can't be measured, okay? I know I do. Doing auditions, and some of that can't be measured. Because like I said, for me, getting in the room and getting the audition is a win. Getting the call back, that's a, I'm like jumping up and down for a call back. You might as well just make me feel like I got it with a call back. And then just to get the job, oh, I'm elated, okay? And it's just going to get better and better from there, okay? Holding faith when the path isn't fully visible. Now that, my friends, is a challenge. Because we want something that's tangible. We want something that's going to give us some sort of instant gratification. We do something, we get something right away, right? But sometimes, like, I don't know why I keep bringing it back to acting, because that's something we have to have faith in. We have to hold on to our faith in that, because we can't see what's ahead of us. We're doing all this back work because we have faith it's coming. We can't see it, but we know it's there. So holding faith when the path isn't fully visible. You don't need to see the whole map. I used to want to see everything laid out, but guess what? God don't work that way. And you don't need the whole map. Just the next steps. Just the next honest step is what you need, okay? So now let's redefine the success, right? Section 4 of this journal. Redefining success. What is redefining success for this season? Not the last one you're leaving, not the one before you got to the next. No. Next, what does this one look like? What does redefining this success for this season look like for you? No. Now we're getting down to the nitty gritty. This one's a powerful one. I want you to ask yourself, if I released urgency, just got rid of urgency, what would success actually look like this year? If I got rid of all the rushing and I had to and the pressures and all that urgency, what would success actually look like this year? And success could be anything. It could be rest. It could be just having clarity. For someone today, I had a conversation with, that success was peace. Peace of mind, peace of soul. And even though they lost something that they cherished and was hoping to get back, they were okay because they knew they were at peace. And they were going to maintain that level of peace. Mm-hmm. So I want you to write or reflect. Okay, let it flow. If you want to write it, great. If you don't, you want to sit in that moment and just think about it, go ahead. But I'll ask yourself again. I'll repeat it. Ask yourself, if I released urgency, what would success actually look like this year? Okay, for me, clarity. It would be clarity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So last but not least, like I said, I wasn't going to keep you very long. I'm going to hold to that. Okay. Intentions for the transitional year. What are your intentions for the transitionally? So we're finally arriving to your actual intentions, not resolutions, intentions. Okay. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to complete these sentences in your own words, the own way. This is what we're closing out with. We're just gonna wrap it up with this. What are your intentions for a transitional year? Complete this sentence in your own words. Instead of pressure, I choose. Okay. Instead of pressure, I choose presence. Mm-hmm. Instead of rushing, I choose. But so for me, instead of rushing, I choose to pause and breathe. Mm-hmm. Instead of proving, because we all got to prove something to somebody, because, you know, I know my stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like that, I go. Mm-mm. I always had to prove something to somebody, and I'm going to speak for me. You can speak for you. I can only speak for me. I can't speak for you because I don't know y'all, okay? I'm just getting to know y'all. So instead of proving, I chose and I choose to be authentic. Just be. I don't need to prove anything to you. I don't need to run my resume down to you. Mm-mm. I don't. So I don't have to prove anything. Instead of proving, I let people find out. Yeah, I choose to let you find out. I don't have to prove it. Yeah, I like that. There we go. All right. So, we did some, that was some good stuff. And I told you, I promised you I wasn't going to keep you that long. I'm trying to go away from 2 hours. It's a lot. At this time, I just want you to take a moment. We talk about pause and breaks and peace and resets and intentions and pressure and presence. Take 3 deep breaths. Breathe in through your nose and blow it out through your mouth 3 times. Nice deep breath in. Let it out. Okay. Place your hand over your heart and ask yourself, what does my soul need from me this year? Okay. Remember that question I asked you earlier? What does my soul need from me this year? Right? So my last few pieces of wisdom. Transition is not a failure, okay? It's formation. It's not a failure, it's formation. Rest is productive in seasons of becoming. You need that moment of rest to build and rise. So rest is productive in seasons of becoming. You are allowed to evolve without explaining it, okay? Like proving, I don't need to prove anyone. I choose to let you see, right? You don't have to explain anything to anyone. You are allowed to evolve without explaining it. You're allowed to choose your peace without explaining it. It's okay. And growth, just saying, growth doesn't always have to look loud. It doesn't. For some people it is, and that's okay. And that's something I had to sit with, right? There's some things that for people is just big and out there. Ooh, God bless them. That's their lane. It's not my lane. So maybe growth for you doesn't look loud, and that's okay. So this year, your mantra should be, I'm going to share mine. I honor the in-between, and I trust the becoming. I honor the in-between, and I trust the becoming. Okay. So I will leave my affirmations in the synopsis so you guys have them. I was going to try to put the workbook in there, the worksheets in there. We'll see what happens. I'm going to try to get it in there. But just think about it, right? As this year unfolds, remember, you don't owe the world a polished version of your journey. Who says that? You don't owe the world that. Once upon a time, we were led to believe we had this timeline trajectory that we should be getting these ping, 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 ping. That don't work for us. So as this year unfolds, I know we're on day 23, but as this year unfolds, remember, you don't owe the world a polished version of your journey. Let this be the year where you actually listen deeply and you move gently while honoring your truth. Okay? I want to thank you all for taking the time out to be here with me, to listen to my moments of keeping our minds sane in a time where everything is completely chaotic. I hope you found some peace to reset yourself, to give yourself that rest, those pauses, and start thinking about your intentions and where you're spirit lies and where you want to go and be present. So in that, I want to thank again my sponsors, Divine Nubian Essentials, loving the skin I'm in. Thank you to Collins Education Resource Management. And thank you to Neeks Beauty Supply, Nelvirus Hair Studio. And a huge thanks to WUBI Ubiquity Radio and TV. I appreciate you. I thank you and value your time, your presence, and I wish you nothing but peace, love, joy, and abundance and prosperity. So, until next time, stay very soulful. And stay eclectic, because I know I am. All right, guys. Namaste.